We'd like to welcome you to the Hot 107 and me, DJ Flex. What a great day it is today. Keep it locked here. I'm going to take you through the R&B soul, funk and soulful house tonight. Big thanks to the big guy, John Jessup. Don't forget, guys, you got me here tonight till 9. We've got the Bon Bons, Linda McCartney and the Rock Right DJs coming up shortly. Right, we have got some gorgeous girls in the studio today. They go by the name of the Bon Bons, and they're here. Welcome, girls.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Brilliant, brilliant. Right, I mean, there's only two of you. It's a four-piece group, and there's only two of you. Obviously, the other two couldn't make it, but we will see them on Monday, won't we, at the Audience of the Girls, which is at Static Bar in Southport, Waverley Street. What it is, an all-female lineup, three girl groups. They've got three solo artists as well. Doors open at 8:30, until about 12 o'clock. So definitely a good gig for you guys to get down and have a listen to these very, very talented female artists. Just coming back to you guys now. Right, just go around the table. You just introduce yourself and.
Hi, I'm Abby. And I'm from Southport, and it's fantastic to actually be bringing at least only one of my girls, Amy Bond, to my hometown. It's very exciting.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah, I'm Amy, and I'm from Keighley, but it's been exciting to travel down here and see Abby's hometown.
What do you think of Southport so far?
Well, I haven't seen much of it yet, but tomorrow I should, because I'm staying over for the gig on Monday. So tomorrow I should get to see all the sights, so
brilliant.
Exciting.
Brilliant, okay. So tell us about the Bon Bons. I mean, how did you guys form and...
Well, what it was, we were all going to the studio doing our solo project.
Okay.
And we decided to form a band. This was about 2 years ago. So we've been producing the album and doing the gigs and stuff. And then Abby's just joined us.
Yeah, I'm the new Bon.
How are you finding it being the new one?
To be honest, I feel like I've been in the band forever.
Yeah.
I think when you work so intensely with such girls who have the same aim, you get on and you form like kind of like a bond, and it's fantastic, really. I love it.
And it's good because we're all so passionate about why we're there.
Yeah.
We just love it.
Yeah.
So do you have any arguments? Any arguments with any of the members, or is it just plain sailing? Don't be telling me that you guys all get on. It's rubbish. It must be sometimes that you think, oh.
Well, I tend to be the messy Bon.
Are you the messy one? Are you?
And so, the outspoken one.
Yeah. So I.
Does that get you into trouble?
A little bit.
But no, there's Kay. She's the.
Cheeky.
Would you say she's a cheeky one? Yeah. She's the one who would give you one for your money if you wanted to
see. Wow. Okay. What can people expect from the Bon Bons then?
Very new and exciting.
Right.
And all our songs tend to vary. There's a lot of sounds in all our different songs.
We all like bring our own, how do I say, part to the band. Because the album Sugar Rush at the moment. It's varied. It goes from R&B to country ballad to Lady Gaga pop. But it's all, the undertones of it are all very unique. And I think that's what makes us stand out from other bands. It's filling a gap in the industry right now, which needs to be filled, I could say.
Definitely. Very
so artist-wise, who do you look up to?
Well, I look up to Rihanna.
Doesn't every girl look up to her?
Everyone looks up to her, but I have an amazing job as well as being in the Bon Bons. I'm a Rihanna tribute, so I get to pretend to be Rihanna.
She is Rihanna on stage as well with us.
See,
Rihanna's my main influence, definitely.
So, does that mean that you're going to be doing a bit of Rihanna on Monday?
I don't think so, but I'll definitely be doing some Rihanna moves on stage.
Right, okay then.
Now we'll all be doing original material on Monday.
Great, I can't wait. How would you best describe your music then?
Ooh. It's very varied, like as we just said, there's pop in there, there's a bit of R&B, there's ballads. Like, if you listen to the album, they've all got their own unique sound.
Right.
So we're very varied. I can't really put a label. Yeah,
it's a very commercial sound. I think it's a sound which anybody could enjoy and have in the car and listen and, you know, drive along to.
Yeah.
But, I just say it's very, very different, but at the same time, not too different, so people be,
ooh. Yeah.
I love it. I'm in love with it.
And you tend to get all kind of age groups that like it, like from the young kids up to, like, my mum loves the album. She has it on constantly. So you get a very varied audience, so
Okay. So where have you guys played to date?
We played at Copmanthorpe Carnival.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, that were a really good gig.
We've done many. We watched it on Sky Sports not too long ago.
How did that go? How was that?
It was incredible, wasn't
amazing.
It?
Amazing.
Yeah. That was one of my first gigs with the band. We had to walk right into the centre of the pitch for it. Major rugby. Where was it? Where was it? Which
St Helens rugby, and then we did at Warrington.
Yeah.
So it was really good. The mascot decided to be a bit cheeky on that one.
Yeah, they ran off with us in the middle of the song. We were over his shoulder carrying on singing. Educated.
Can you imagine? So when was that again?
That was
only a few weeks ago.
It was a few weeks ago. We were on the Sky Sports. It showed us on the Sky Sports, so we were all chuffed about that.
Yeah.
And we played at a festival in Berkinshaw, I think, and Pulse Radio were on there, so we were on with Pulse Radio, so that were a good gig as well, wasn't it?
Brilliant. So what next for you guys? I mean, what do you guys aspire to be?
Oh, we aspire to be right up there in the charts, don't we?
Definitely.
And there with the Spice Girls, I guess.
Yeah.
No, but at the moment we're just working on our new album.
Yeah, which I've got here.
Oh, no, that's our print album. We're actually working on a new one at the
really?
Moment. Really? We are.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is going very well, and it's very exciting to be part of, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we also will be filming a music video for our new single, Cuckoo.
Yeah.
Can I be in it, then? You're looking at me hard for just looking at me.
You're filming.
I just saw a tumbleweed just go past the this. Right, I'm gonna ring your manager. I wanna be in it.
I'm looking for a hot guy, actually.
We are.
Oh, I like that.
We are.
Did you hear that, listeners? Did you hear that?
Please, if you're hot and confident, please add us on Facebook.
Okay, so if you guys could team up with another artist, who would it be? It's a tough one, isn't it?
It's a very tough one.
I think it's all personal.
I think it would be a personal preference. I'd love to be up there with Beyonce and Rihanna.
Yeah.
I'd love to work with Eminem as well.
Would you?
Love Eminem.
So, okay.
And who would you like to work with?
Well, I guess it goes to really who's our inspiration, isn't it? I'm more a Carrie Underwood, Taylor Swift, Nashville way in America, so I'd love to be able to do...
Country Western business,
I am, yes. I'm
really?
A fan of Mike Swift.
Oh. Yeah. Who's he? Mike Swift, who's he?
Exactly.
I know he's listening.
I would love to do something with the country people because I actually sing one of the country ballads, and I think a duet with Carrie Underwood would sound awesome.
Brilliant. So you can see we're both very different, so there's lots of musical influences going into our song.
Yeah, that's how the band...
Mike's just looking at me in a window.
No, I think that's how the band works. I think we're all so different, so we're not boring, we're not just the... What's it called?
Ordinary
girls all being together. It's not a manufactured band. I think that's why it works. Mm. We're all
very different.
Yeah, we all give our own input with the songs, with the dancing, with the what we wear. We're not told what to do. We get to our say. And I think
that's great. Then
it is. It's not. I was to say, it really is. It's a group effort. And
definitely
brilliant. So I got some quick fire questions for you.
Oh dear.
Okay, and I mean quick. All right. Because we did this last time with some DJs, Bronzy and Carter, and they were taking ages to answer the questions. So it wasn't really quickfire, but they have to be quickfire tonight. All right.
I'm not good at thinking for a speaker. No, neither am I. I will be careful.
Your manager will be listening and thinking, oh my goodness, I hope she doesn't say anything that she shouldn't say.
My mum will be like, oh no, Abby.
Right, okay. Beyonce and Rihanna, okay, ring you up to record a song with the Bon Bons.
Yeah.
And they both want to book you on the same day at the same time.
Yeah.
Which one do you go with? Is it that hard? Come on.
Yeah, that's really hard.
You've just been bigging up Rihanna, so...
I'd pick Rihanna, I guess, because I like
her. Would you? Why? Why?
I don't know, I guess.
Do you not think Beyonce's better?
Beyonce's...
I haven't actually done really listen to either of them.
Let's go with okay. Rihanna.
Rihanna. I'll say Rihanna because I like her latest
hit suffer.
Yeah, I think she's quite cool as well.
Okay. Liverpool or Everton?
Liverpool!
Liverpool, there you go. That was a quick one.
I'm not very good at geography. Anyway.
You're Liverpool, Amy. Liverpool.
I'm Liverpool.
Okay, here's a tricky one, right? You go to a shoe shop, you mm-hmm. buy some amazing Jimmy Choos, okay? They cost £800, yeah. But you've noticed that they've only charged you £600, okay? They made a mistake. Do you query this, or do you walk back into the shop and give them the money?
Well, as fast as I can. I've actually done this before.
Have you?
Yeah, I actually did actually go back in.
Did you?
And I said, is this right? And I've got a big conscience.
Oh, that's good.
I definitely won't.
You wouldn't you?
I wouldn't. I'd be off. Their mistake.
Look at Abby's face.
No, I wouldn't be able to wear them. I feel bad. I feel like I'm stealing them.
Oh. It's their mistake if they can't do the job right.
There you go. Attention to detail. There you go. Right, Twitter or Facebook?
Facebook.
Right, okay. London or New York?
Ooh. I haven't been to New York yet, but I'm going with New York.
I'm going to say London, you know.
Are you?
British Pride, yeah. London.
I'm saying New York.
London's got history.
What's that, New York?
New York. Not like London. London's not like all the Henry VIII stuff.
Anyway.
I sound so stupid.
Heels or flats?
Heels.
Flats.
Flats?
Yeah.
Really, why?
Boots.
Okay.
Boots.
Okay. Marbella or Ibiza?
Oh, I don't, because I'm going to Marbella next week.
Are you?
But I really want to go to Ibiza. I haven't experienced it yet. But I'll go with Marbella just because I'm going next week.
Okay, what about you, Abby?
I'll say Ibiza just to keep it exciting.
Keep it real.
Okay. Saturdays or Girls Aloud?
Girls Aloud.
Why?
Girls Aloud?
Yeah.
Saturdays.
I don't know. I guess I've grown up with them, and I like they're different slightly.
Yeah, I used to be a tribute. I'm bored of that now.
Yeah.
Let's go with Saturdays.
Okay, I'm staying with Girls Aloud.
Yeah, you stay with Girls Aloud.
Right, okay. Last one. Text, phone or avoid, right? Which of these artists would you text, phone or avoid? Get on this one, right? Lady Gaga, Jessie J or Adele?
Phone call, Adele.
Yeah.
Text, Lady Gaga, avoid Jessie J.
Why would you avoid Jessie J?
I don't know her. Do it like a dude. She seems a bit scary. Whereas Lady Gaga, I think, would be pretty scary but really interesting to speak to.
Come on, your turn.
Avoid Lady Gaga. And then who are they?
Why? Why would you avoid Lady Gaga?
She's absolutely insane.
But and she's cool. She's awesome.
She's not awesome. She needs to get some guest sense. But, and then text and ring Adela. Who's the other one?
Jessie J. Jessie J and
I'd ring Jessie J.
I
love Jessie J at the moment. I'm into her very much.
Brilliant.
And I'd text her.
Are you eating all the jelly babies there? She's just stuffing her face full of them.
I'm always hungry.
Right, guys, you've got a new single out now.
We do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quickly tell us about it before I play it.
It's called Cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a very naughty boy, I guess.
Yeah.
A player,
and he's played the whole band, and then at some point we find out.
And we chase him down and get him.
Yes.
Wow.
So don't mess with the bonbons.
Well, girls, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
It's been amazing. And I look forward to seeing you guys on Monday perform, actually, in Static Bath.
Yeah, we can't wait.
No.
Right. You listen to the Hot 107. This is the Bonbons' new single called Cuckoo. That's the brand new single from Cuckoo. Sorry, the Bonbons. And the song's called Cuckoo. So you can catch these guys at Static Bar on Monday, the 25th of July. That's right, that's this Monday coming. They'll be on at 8:30. It is an audience with the girls. Three female groups. And we've got three solo artists as well. This is definitely an event not to be missed. We've got Lydia McCartney in the studio and the Rock Right DJs with this week's Hot 107 Mix. Big shout out to Leon Kennedy, who's listening to the show right now. Says he's chilling and he's loving the show. Keep it locked on Hot 107, lots more to come.
Join us at Static every Saturday night on Waverley Street, Southport's finest new bar and live music venue. Every Saturday night at Static from 8 p.m. with drinks promotions and 2-for-1 offers. Please drink responsibly. See drinkaware.co.uk. 107.9 Dune FM.